the White House is saying that Obama might be more specific and change up the strategy a little bit next week in a nationally televised speech. We can hardly wait to hear what those health goals are coming soon. Speaking of coming soon, Hurricane Jimena. Thank you, Kate. You could get that right. I speak Spanish. Hurricane Jimena weakened to a Category 2 storm. They were talking about massive evacuations in Mexico, concerned about the buildup as it hits land there. Not concerned in California about the buildup, concerned about what's happening right now at this hour. Only 22% contained, the huge California wildfire is. Some people trying to stay on their property with hoses and anything else to chase away those fire, the fire flames that are coming closer and closer to the homes. 60 homes so far have burnt, 6,000 people evacuated. Here's what the governor, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, had to say, and the fire chief, first off, talking about what's happening.
That fire is growing by the moment, and there are 10,000 residences threatened by that fire, and we're very, very concerned about that fire.
So many times we see people stay behind and they try to be a little bit overly courageous, and then they get into deep trouble and get burned and get injured because of that. So listen to it.
Yeah, they're saying that they've got these mandatory evacuations, and they're starting to reduce some of them. So that's probably good news. Maybe it's maybe they're going to get some help from the winds. I'll tell you, it's nothing like the photos I've seen from there. You just see these big houses in some areas. They're out in the woods, and these flames getting closer and closer and closer. 2,000 homes, in fact, were threatened by a fire that was 1.4 square miles in the San Bernardino County area of Oak Glen. I've actually been there. It's a cute little, I'll call it a cute little suburb. And you've got homes in other areas that are at risk, too. In fact, one of the houses where they evacuated the people was the home where the movie E.T. was filmed. And Southern California just in big trouble, this huge, huge fire, and lots of firemen from all over trying to fight this. The dry lightning is a possibility, and they're threatening television and radio towers still. They're still concerned about that. They're managed to back up some of the fires, but, you know, they're doing that huge water drop on the flames right below the one peak where you have all of the broadcast stuff. It's called Mount Wilson, but still no guarantee with those Santa Anta winds. Hello, by the way, Kate Delaney at the helm of this ship that moves from port to port each and every night here on America Tonight. Coming up, I was talking about this fire. We'll get a bird's eye view of what it's like being in that area from Valerie Faltis. She's a former L.A. County assessor who is going to talk about, if you missed it, she's going to talk about, first of all, what it's been like there. I mentioned that on the highways, you can see the smoke billowing from almost anywhere. But talk about what happens to the people when their house goes up, and also what they can claim. Something that some of you should pay attention to, because with the recession, you're able to, and the value of your property going down, you're able to most likely pay a lot less on that property, at least for the next couple of years. And in fact, she's got a book out that talks about that. If you go to propertytaxlady.com and you put in my name, just put in Kate, you get a 10% discount on it. I don't think it's a very expensive little book anyway, but she's got some great stuff in there because of what people are overlooking in money that they could get back. I dare say probably 70% of this audience could probably end up with whatever property they're on getting something reduced, which would certainly help you. But we'll get her thoughts on the fire, what it's been like, and also for those people, what ultimately they can do and what some of you can do, because it may apply for you as well. Also, the big story on the day, besides sadly the raging fire in California and the fact that Obama is now going to talk about some new ways to get this health care legislation pushed through, hopefully with the approval of the American people and bipartisan support, but I think that's all gone. I don't see that. That's a complete fantasy. I don't see any agreement happening there. The frustration level is incredibly high across the United States. And the ratings for Obama are not high. They're in the tank. They're in the tank when you look at where he was at one point, well over 60%. Right now, 45% of voters say they at least somewhat approve of the president's performance. That's down another point from yesterday, the lowest level of total approval measured for Obama, period. 53% now disapprove, so that's obviously a pretty ugly number. These are numbers, by the way, from a thing that I often talk about here on this show because they do the daily presidential tracking, the Rasmussen report. So the idea for the Obama people is we want four more, and you have to win back Americans, at least the ones who are going to vote for you. At this rate, it's probably a fair question to ask whether or not Obama is reelectable. We've had two past presidents, both a Republican and a Democrat, that had the office for two terms, so 8 years. Does this president look like somebody who's going to get 8 years? And if not, who are the people that are starting to emerge as possible contenders for the office that would have a chance to knock him off? I mean, in politics, that's how it goes. It's about the reelection. I say that so often. I think that's part of the problem. It's so much about the future that you find yourself in these situations where you're in crisis, and it's not about dealing with the crisis as much as it is how are you perceived in dealing with the crisis. Will there be enough people that will think you're handling things correctly, and you'll see those poll numbers go up so that we don't lose the office because we want to keep holding on with our fingernails to this thing. In the meantime, something else worth mentioning here right from the get-go, because it had really stuck in my craw. If you listen to this show at all, you heard me talk about the whole Al Megrahi Lockerbie bomber thing and the fact that Al Megrahi, finally they nail him, at least hold him responsible anyway for that bombing. Then he's released on compassionate grounds. Then the people of New Jersey, good for them, they protested enough that Gaddafi won't be staying in that Libyan palace. I call it a palace, but in that Libyan McMansion in Inglewood, New Jersey. So 38 parents or 38 people who lost loved ones in the Pan Am bombing don't have to deal with Muammar Gaddafi in their backyard. Now the latest comes out that, yes, in fact, Gordon Brown is accused of double dealing after an official document was leaked out claiming that Libya was told that he wanted the Lockerbie bomber to die a free man. How about that? Gordon Brown was claiming innocence. The government was saying that they were neutral in this. I would think that this would deepen a rift with the Obama administration. It should anyway, because they wanted to know whether or not the British government had any kind of a role whatsoever in getting Al Megrahi released, and apparently they had a very big role in it. Go figure. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, coming up once again in another 15 minutes, we're going to talk to a former L.A. County assessor about what's happening in Los Angeles with these houses. A lot of them, 60 gone, but it looks like a lot more are threatened. Over 6,000 people evacuated, at least those that would leave, because Schwarzenegger is stepping on their necks. Get out when they say evacuate. So Valerie Faltis will hop on the air with us in another 20 minutes. We'll get the idea of what actually it's been like in L.A. I heard it's been terrible. Traffic already is bad there, but now it's been worse because of people panicked and worried about where the fire is going to be and all that sort of stuff, and as they should be because, you know, you got kids and you're rushing them off to school. You have certain routes that you go, et cetera. And, you know, if you're in an older city or if you're in a town or you're out somewhere in the country, you know this. You know the shortcuts, and there might be a couple of different roads and ways to go. But really in California, you're kind of – that's why there's so much gridlock. It wasn't designed for the amount of people that they have, and there isn't really public transportation to speak of. So you get that fire, jump in the 101, and it's disastrous. And you're seeing over the Hollywood sign in the last couple of days, a lot of that smoke is billowing over because it's traveling from the various areas where – where the fires have bubbled up, because remember, it's not just one fire. It's a couple that have started up and kind of joined in, so they're chopping those, they call them chopping the line, some of these firefighters, these professional firefighters that are going out there. And I mentioned this already, sadly, two firefighters lost in this thing, so pretty awful. I mentioned at the top the swine flu and this idea of whether or not you take the shot. The shot that has barely been tested, the shot that's not even really available. So we know that the swine flu, we'll call it an epidemic, emerged in April, right? And you had 1 million Americans that that got the swine flu, and this global H1N1 killed about 500 people. More than 2,000, and that's 500 in the United States, more than 2,000 people have died worldwide. Okay, so I know it's bad when anyone dies from the flu, but I've talked to a bunch of different doctors about that. We've talked to them, as you know, if you've listened at any different point to this show, we've had doctors on to talk about it, and there are other strains of flu that have killed more people than that. Not to say that you wouldn't be concerned, especially if you have a kid in school. So here's what the latest is. The president is pushing to take Americans to take steps to prevent them getting this flu, right? And the government is preparing for the possible outbreak of it. And he's also asking businesses and families to prepare a plan of action. Almost like when I was a kid and my dad had a fire drill. Here's the map. You're three. You go out this window, you duck, you stay low. And we all had the map. We all knew. So he's proposing that you have the map to what's going to happen. So-and-so gets sick, we have a phone chain, we go through the list, and we close the business down, we work from home. We have our kids home from school, we know the assignments, you know, whatever it is, just as a precaution. But here's the part that is scary, and I know some of you have called this show, and you know that I'm not a doom and gloom person, and I hate to even give a little bit of a slither of an opening to invite all of you to pummel me with this. But when he says all these things, don't be alarmed, be prepared for the flu. Okay, right, let's be prepared. I got it, like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. But also saying the local authorities. So what does that mean? Does that mean if the school down the street from me, half a mile, there's an outbreak, I get a knock on the door, and they put yellow tape over my door, and suddenly I feel like I'm in that Dustin Hoffman movie where I've been quarantined? Now, that seems like a slight exaggeration, right? But what does it mean, the local authorities? What possibly could they do to get what we're going to have such a bad outbreak that you've got to separate people? We already know, and this has been said, that there are people that are more vulnerable to this. The children, of course, because of the disease that they spread anyway when they're in school. Pregnant women, because you have to be worried when somebody's pregnant. People that have health problems, that's a give me, asthma, diabetes, heart disease. Yes, we know that. We know that the susceptibility to anyone, to anything in those situations, right? It's just that one little line. You know, we have seasonal flu. We have seasonal outbreaks. People get sick. It spreads like wildfire in offices. Has that ever happened to anybody listening to me? You know, the guy down the hall from you starts to cough. And he never thought of putting his hand up. Why do that? When he started to cough, and suddenly everybody's dropping like flies. People are getting sore throats. They're getting sick. Oh, my gosh, they have the flu. There are so many different strains of the flu. So here's the scoop. New York seems to have been hit the hardest, okay? So the New York schools are offering free vaccines, kids in the schools there. So most get this thing. It's not even an injection. It's a nasal spray that you use. So they don't want to become the epicenter. Bloomberg doesn't want New York to be the test case, doesn't want that to be ground zero for this, if you will. So now they're allowing these vaccinations in these school buildings, and they think, or they're saying they're going to, when it becomes available. Because remember, this is the tip of September, the beginning of September, not even available until mid-October. So this is like throwing darts at a dartboard. We don't know how big it's going to be, how much bigger it could be in large cities versus smaller rural areas or suburban areas. And, you know, you got California, Ohio, Massachusetts, and they plan for the flu anyway. But how about this? You got Boston and Dallas who have said, no, we don't want the school vaccinations. Because what they're asking, what the schools are asking is, how do you implement this? The state health departments have to worry about this, right? So in Dallas, they said no. And in Boston, they said no, because if the parents want their kids to get it, they'll go to their family doctor, period. And we know that what happened in New York is you had that virus that whipped through that, especially that one high school. Remember the private high school in Queens? And that's where so many people got sick. You had like 1 million people that were sick there. That's where you had most of the problems. So, of course, New Yorkers are concerned. It's a different situation. And now you have the president urging that the swine flu vaccinations are going to be voluntary. The government will put this in parentheses, strongly recommend that people get them. And like I said, following that up with, I don't want anyone to be alarmed, but I want you to be prepared. Well, you're what are you telling us? Strongly get this because you think we're all going to get the swine flu, or we better line up to get the vaccination because what if it becomes an epidemic and you haven't been vaccinated? It's sort of, you know, telling you one thing on one side of the mouth and telling you another thing, because we saw those juicy big headlines last week that said 50% of Americans could be infected. Infected. Now, is that yellow journalism or is that dead on right? Those numbers were released from a study, right? And to try to predict what was going to happen. So this is the question. We've talked about this before, my friends. Now your president has said today to the nation, I strongly recommend that you get them. Do you strongly feel that you need to get a vaccination, or that missed would count as a vaccination, for the H1N1? If you have access to it, if you work somewhere and somehow it's available, would you go and get the vaccine? Would you call up your family doctor, make an appointment, pay whatever the copay is, because you'd have to pay that, pay the copay, go in and get the vaccine if it's available? I've done some digging. The vaccine will be available, for example, in Dallas, but you would go to your doctor to get it, not in the schools, because the schools have rejected that. They want the parents to decide whether or not they want their kid lining up and getting the so-called protection. I don't know. Something to think about. If you don't get it, will you feel unprotected, or will you feel like you're safe? Oh, my. I told you, rough waters, and we're not even halfway home yet. Coming up next, Valerie Faltis. We're going to talk about those horrible fires, of course, in Los Angeles. Hang through.
Flame, the scent of seduction with a hint of flame-broiled meat.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The fire is now 22% contained, but I worry for my friends in Los Angeles every time I see any of the video coming out of there. And as I already expressed, we feel terrible for the families of the two firefighters, certainly, who lost their lives. I mean, those guys are on those lines, and they're there countless hours, hardly getting a chance to even take a break for any kind of rest or sleep because they're trying to really push these lines back and save as many people and homes and areas as they can. So joining us now here on America Tonight, we've had her on before. She's terrific. She used to be an official with the Los Angeles County Assessor's Office, and she's got a great book out that I think could help many of you in a lot of different areas when it comes to tax breaks, et cetera, things that you might not know. She's the author of The Property Tax Little Black Book. Valerie, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate, for having me on again.
You know, first of all, let's ask about you. How close are you to the fires that we've been seeing first from a couple of weeks ago to now these new ones?
I'm just actually a few miles away. I woke up this morning with my car covered in ash, and it's, you know, walking outside, the air is thick, and it looks like it's overcast. However, it's really just smoke. And so being outside for any length of time is pretty unbearable just because the air is so awful.
Yeah. I have a friend I've told you about her before, a friend in Westlake Village, and she told me kind of the same thing, depending on where you're going, that you can see it really from all over the 101, too.
Yeah, actually, I was sitting with a friend of mine a couple of nights ago. We were sitting in his back patio just watching the fires on the hill because they were just about a mile above where he is.
Mm. So scary.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah, and so being that close, what in your head do you have something prepared? I mean, do you have a bag prepared just in case that it comes closer to you?
For me, it's more of a mental preparation because it's not going to be that close to me. It's more in the foothills and the mountains, and so I'm just below the mountains. However, I know exactly what I'd grab if I needed to evacuate.
Yeah, so good for you. That's so key. You know, that's so key. So many people don't realize this. When I was a kid, my mother told me I could barely remember it, but for a brief period, we lived in Kalamazoo, and she grew up in the East. She said people would tell her about, you have to be able to evacuate if the snow comes up to the rooftop, because it really does. So she had an emergency bag packed with a big shovel in case we had to shovel our way out the door. But, you know, people just don't think about that. Now, you're a Californian, so you know when you live in California, as when I did, the thing that I was prepared for in case there was an earthquake, I had, like, water and stuff in the back of my car. Do you have that?
Right. I actually do, and I keep a pair of emergency shoes in my car, because you know what, swimming, we're always in high heels, and if there's ever a reason to have to walk somewhere, I always keep a pair in my trunk, and so you just never know, and a little tiny first aid kit. So,
yeah, I do the same thing.
One of those things.
Yeah, it's funny, because like in the movies, you always see the gorgeous woman with the high heels, and somehow she's running 100 miles an hour, and she doesn't, you know, there's something, you know, it's like Towering Inferno. She survives, but everybody else doesn't. It's crazy, so that's good. That's good advice for any of the women listening out there. All right, so this was your line of work when you, if somebody, now we have like 60 homes at least burnt to the ground as a result of this. So if that happens to you, what do you need to walk into the assessor's office with to get that disaster relief that they're already talking about on your assessment?
Yeah, it's called disaster relief or misfortune and calamity. It's pretty simple. I would say pictures. Definitely get pictures before any cleanup, before anything happens. Get pictures of your property, whether it's just landscaping or if it's just the patio, if it's a partial burn or if it's the entire house, get pictures. And then if you have pictures from before, bring those in also. You know, if you had pictures, you know, family pictures you took in front of your home, take those in. And also, I would also, and you can estimate the damage. So on the application, there's usually a spot where you estimate how much there was. If you think it was your entire house, it will usually be at least $100,000. And if you have the insurance, usually insurance is pretty quick about getting those forms done. And so if the insurance adjustment claim can be filed along with it, that'd be perfect, because that gives them a dollar amount and they'll just take that right off until you repair it. So if it takes 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, you'll get that break because your house isn't there or it's not usable or, you know, whatever's going on. So you get the break in your property taxes.
Yeah, no kidding. And that goes for people listening to us, because we have people all over the country, of course, people that suffer through tornadoes, hurricanes, and maybe even floods, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Any kind of disaster, whether it's an earthquake or a mudslide, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. If it has caused damage to your property, which will, of course, affect the market value, then you're entitled to a reduction. And usually it needs to be something, I mean, it's got to be more than $10,000, because then otherwise it's not going to make a difference in terms of what you actually pay anyway. So, however, if you've got some kind of damage or something wrong on your property that lowers its value, you are fully entitled to a reduction.
Yeah, it's interesting saying that you're entitled to that whatever's going on with the property. What about things that happened to the property previous to the natural disaster? Would that be included? Could you take that into account as well?
I would say that would depend on the case. I don't want to say it's an absolute yes. It really depends. I've seen cases where, for example, someone hired a shoddy contractor, and the contractor was supposed to build, for example, a family room, and that contractor screwed up the construction so badly, and then you end up tied up in litigation with the contractor, and it doesn't get finished, you are entitled to either a break or possibly, you know, depends on your situation. However, if there's something on your property that's damaged, and that will reduce your market value, you will accordingly lower your property taxes. Because when your market value is lower, your property taxes are lower.
Yeah, we talked about that last time with the economy, and this would go for lots of people listening to us. And I guarantee, Valerie, guarantee there are so many people listening that could still take advantage of this, and they have no idea about this. They're not even thinking about it, that would be a way to help them through the recession. Because after all, the property has gone down tremendously in value, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm actually offering a discount for your listeners, Kate. I'm giving them a 10% discount on the Little Black Book, which talks about the disaster relief and, of course, how to get a break with the market value today. So,
okay,
they
so what do they
just use?
What do they need to do?
They just need to use the coupon code, and it's actually just Kate, K-A-T-E. And they get a 10% discount on the Little Black Book.
All right, then we'll throw that out to make sure everybody has got that. Have you ever had to go through, have you gone through any of these natural disasters? I mean, you're watching the fires and you don't think it's going to hit you, but have you ever had to go through anything like a hurricane? Well, I guess not hurricane, mudslide or earthquake or any of that kind of stuff?
Earthquakes, yes, actually. And where I live now, the chimney that's attached to the house actually detached during an earthquake. And to have it the only thing they can do is rebuild it, which would cost upwards of $30,000. So basically right now the chimney at my house is not attached to the house. and that wouldn't really entitle this house to a reduction. However, it's kind of funny some of the things that happen with earthquakes. However, where I live is a little bit flat, so usually the fires are in the foothills, which is just a few miles above. So we're affected by it in terms of air quality. However, not so much in terms of, you know, actual, you know, my house is going to burn down. I better, you know, run and grab my stuff.
Yeah. Is this what everybody in California, I heard this is what everybody's talking about. They're not talking about health care reform, all the other things that people are talking about right now because the focus is so much on the fires. That's pretty much true, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it's all about the fires. And even driving on any major freeway, it's all you can see. Just the smoke is so thick, and you can see the fires blazing on the mountains. So it's hard to – and everyone I know is affected. I have a handful of people that live up in those areas, and so it's a little scary. I've been on call, actually, if anyone needed to be evacuated, I was going to, you know, rush up and help as much as I could.
Yeah, we know that Governor Schwarzenegger is pushing people because a lot of people – and I understand that. They finally have this dream home where they've, you know, scrimped together all this money, saved and everything else, and they want to stay for the very last second to see if their house goes up and if they can do anything to help. I mean, it sounds so crazy, but I understand that. I mean, I lived in California, and I helped people evacuate in Santa Barbara. I was so scared for them because they had animals, and they were waiting till the last second to get out of there. So it is dicey, though, because you know that in the foothills, for people listening, it goes up, as I keep trying to describe to everybody, with those Santa Ana winds and stuff. And just the conditions, really more it's about the dry conditions. It makes everything so highly flammable, and it's just like fuel to the fire right in the foothills.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. And it's scary, actually, how close people come, because I often know that people will stand outside with hoses in their yard to prevent the fires from getting onto their property. And it can be effective to, of course, get your, you know, the sort of the brush wet. I mean, if you got a raging fire coming towards your house, I would pack up and leave.
Yeah, I agree. I think another good thing to tell people is, because you're talking about getting all your papers together and insurance and stuff, is this is a good reminder for anybody listening. I think it's good to have a fireproof little safe, something that you can put your insurance stuff in and your passports or whatever.
Absolutely. All those important documents that would just be a nightmare to replace. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, then you don't have to worry about that. At least that's one step anyway. All right, Valerie, if people want to get a copy of the Property Tax Little Black Book, how do they do that?
They go to PropertyTaxLady.com and enter the coupon code KATE, K-A-T-E, for the 10% discount.
Property Tax Lady. That's a good moniker. Do your friends call you that?
Sometimes, actually.
Listen, I love nicknames. I understand all about it. All right, Valerie, stay safe out there, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great night, Kate.
You too. Valerie Faltus, again, a former official with the L.A. County Assessor's Office and the author of that book that she's mentioning, Property Tax Little Black Book. It's a great book, as somebody who now has taken advantage of it, because it doesn't matter where you're living, you're probably, especially with the recession, leaving some money on the table. While you're trying to scrape it together, you can actually get a reduction on those property taxes. Take advantage of that. So go to PropertyTaxLady.com and check it out. On the flip side, odds and ends. What else is happening across America? We're going to tell you.
Federal tax, provincial tax, munis. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Coming up around the bend, of course, we have birthdays. I think you're going to recognize a ton of the birthdays, like Terry Bradshaw. You see him on Fox broadcast. He's the king of football, of course, or one of them anyway. Speaking of football, Mark Harmon, actor. You see him on NCIS. Also as a former football player back in his college days anyway. Jimmy Connors. Ooh, I used to have such a crush when I was a little kid on Jimmy Connors. Jimmy Connors with a big birthday. Keanu Reeves. From Speed and The Matrix, he's got a birthday. Lennox Lewis, he has a birthday. Prize fighter, of course, Selma Hayek with a big birthday. And Nikki Taylor Melton with a birthday. You might not know that name, but I'll tell you who she is when we get to birthdays. Also, something you might know on this day in history, in 1995, the first song ever to debut on the Billboard Hot 100 at number one was Michael Jackson's You Are Not Alone. And look where we are now today and all the nonsense that's going on about the death of Michael Jackson and between the kids and where his body's buried and who's responsible and who gets the money. This could be dragged out for a very, very long time. But before we get to that, news you can abuse. We like news you can abuse here on America Tonight. It's a great way to top off a show. And here's a good one for you from North Carolina. I have a dog, and I know all about dogs chasing things. But there is a dog in North Carolina that decided to deflate the North Carolina deputy's tires after a dog complaint was filed. Okay, here's what the deal is. It just so happens that a pit bull deflated all four tires of a deputy cruiser near Hope Mills. A spokesperson for the department says the deputy parked his car in a woman's driveway while responding to her complaint about another dog. So the dog might have had his ears burning and decided to do something about it and went after the deputy's tires, and that's the dog that they were filing the complaint about. So check this out. They're going to be billed $500 for a new set of wheels. The dog just chomped in and attacked the rubber tires, and the rest is history. I don't know why I find that so funny. I guess because they were going to file a complaint. He shows up, and lo and behold, when he goes out, nothing but flat tires all the way around. How about this story? How desperate are you to get away from your wife? This man in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was pretty desperate. He robbed a bank, he says, in 2007 to go to jail and get away from his overbearing wife. At a sentencing hearing, Anthony Miller said he robbed a bank because he couldn't stand it anymore. He wanted to leave his then wife, but she had threatened to commit suicide if he did. So what's a man to do? Because he finds himself between a rock and a hard place, certainly in this case. He approached the tellers with a BB gun, asked for the money, told them to call the police. And he ended up, like I said, pleading guilty. He was sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison on Monday. The couple, by the way, divorced within the last year. So she hung on, but obviously they didn't survive. Here's another one for you. And I don't know that I guess I didn't talk about this, but police in a Florida city decided to use the promise of economic stimulus checks to lure 76 people to their arrest on a variety of outstanding warrants. How can you turn that down when you think you're getting some free money? And apparently the people couldn't do that. The Fort Lauderdale Police Department set up something they called Operation Show Me the Money. They wanted to get all these people rounded up on things from second-degree murder to guns and drug charges to failure to pay child support. So they used the name of the fictitious South Florida Stimulus Coalition. They mailed letters asking the suspects to call an undercover police line and make appointments to claim their money. When they showed up at an auditorium and presented their identification, they were led to an area where uniformed cops were waiting to arrest them. Police say these kind of roundups are safer and usually much more efficient than serving warrants at people's houses because, of course, you control the environment. And they weren't large dollar of amounts, but you know, no one was promised, I guess, thousands and thousands of dollars, but enough that it got them to go after whatever money it was, not thinking it was some kind of a setup. This is kind of sad. It used to be that if you had the ambition, no matter what your age, to go and sail across the world or fly across the world, you could do that. But a 13-year-old Dutch girl planning to become the youngest person to sail solo around the world, her plans were temporarily foiled on Friday when a court placed her under state supervision for 2 months. Laura Decker, who was born on her parents' boat in New Zealand, so you could say she was born to sail, spent her first 4 years at sea, had intended to begin a 2-year voyage on September 1st. She says, "I'm not scared because I know I could do it. My boat is good." But in this case, definitely captured the attention of a lot of people, but a court agreed that the trip posed too many risks to her psychological development, and actually they stopped just short of removing custody from her parents, who supported the planned trip. She's going to stay with her father, who's going to share custody with the state. The court ordered a psychologist and child protection authorities to examine how she would cope alone on the boat, but it was to no avail anyway. They decided that it just wasn't right to have her off at sea by herself. I don't know. Well, if I had told my mother I wanted to go out to sea at 13, there would be no question. I wouldn't have even gotten anywhere near a sailboat. I understand, I guess, the concern, but if the parents were giving their blessing, although it might be a little strange, you would think that she could just do it, but I guess not. Do you think your parents would have approved that, Donovan, for you to set sail when you were 13?
It would have entirely depended on what my mother's mood was when I asked her.
We need a rim shot for that. Poor Mrs. Madison. Thrown under the bus on national radio. I can't say that about my mother. It would have just been foot down. Are you kidding? Who's gotten to you today or something? Speaking of what the day represents, for some people it is National Blueberry Popsicle Day. Who comes up with this stuff? I have no idea. Also, in Vietnam, it is Independence Day. How about that? This is a crazy one. Today is another Look Unlimited Day, a day to survey your possessions and give surplus items to charity or reuse in another project. Another Look Unlimited Day. I didn't come up with that. I didn't make this stuff up. All right, today in history, in 1912, the first Calgary Stampede began in Alberta, but it was called the Last and Best West Frontier Day Celebration. How about this? In 23, the movie classic The Hunchback of Notre Dame, starring Lon Chaney, was released throughout the U.S. Also on this day in history, in 1963, this is a good one, Walter Cronkite anchored the first half-hour newscast on network TV. He interviewed President John Kennedy at the time. In 1978, at the wedding of Emilio Estefan and Gloria Fajardo, arriving guests had to do the Congo on the way to their seats. In 1988, responding to an alligator baby boom, Florida held its first full-scale alligator hunt in 26 years. They're still having problems with now alligators coming out of the swamps because their environment's getting smaller, and finding them on the front lawns of many people who weren't, you know, expecting that. If you remember back in 2002, a Chinese couple who walked around handcuffed together to show their love were arrested when mistaken for escaped convicts. The couple was released after promising never to misuse police gear again. Also in 2003, a federal appeals court in San Francisco threw out more than 100 death sentences in Arizona, Montana, and Idaho because the inmates had been sent to death row by judges instead of juries. All right, music, please. We got birthdays. Bump, 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 bump. We squeeze it all in here. Keanu Reeves is 45. Actress Linda Pearl, 54. Remember I told you about Mark Harmon, 58. Salma Hayek, 43 years old. Terry Bradshaw, the broadcaster, former Pittsburgh quarterback, 61. Tennis pro Jimmy Connors is all of 57 years old. How about that? Lennox Lewis, the boxer, three-time world heavyweight champ, 44 years old. Nikki Taylor Melton from Rob Zombie's Halloween is 12 years old. Chrissy McCall, a sad story, NASA's first teacher in space who died when a Challenger exploded, would have been 61 years old had that not happened. And Erin Hershey is 33. She's on one of those soap operas.